What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters. Matters.
I think that probably my most fond college experience so far has been studying abroad in Ireland. And I was just able to experience so many new cultures with a ton of international students coming in and really getting engaged with Ireland and traveling all around Europe and just experiencing a lot of new cultures, a lot of new places.
That is Haley Schramm, who's pursuing a bachelor's degree in political science and psychology at the University of Colorado Boulder. Hello, I'm your host, Venkat Raman. In high school, Haley was very interested in STEM. She did a lot of research, experiments, and pored over research papers. Marching band was another one of her passions in high school. In senior year, however, she found herself moving away from STEM into political science and psychology. Haley joins us on our podcast to share her undergraduate experience at CU Boulder, the studio lab, undergraduate research, climbing, and advice for high schoolers. Now, before we jump into the podcast, here are the high fives, five highlights from the podcast.
It's been really awesome. I came to CU because I got a lot of financial aid and some scholarships, and I was already familiar with the school because I've grown up in Colorado, so I was around here a lot, so I knew a lot about the school already. But I really enjoyed my classes, even though they were online. They were just, I mean, as freshman year is, just a lot of intro level classes, but it really helped me figure out what direction I kind of wanted to go with my undergraduate experience. The people who look at applications decide obviously whether you get in or you don't get in. And then there's also professors that have their own research studies and they apply to be in Studio Lab. And then the administration will match you based on your interests, your goals, with professors based on their interests, their goals, their project. As I've gone through college, I've found myself focusing a lot more on psychology than political science. So sociology was kind of a nice way to bridge the gap. But we were looking to build a threat assessment for targeted violence in schools, specifically CU Boulder. Definitely, as I said, focus on your education, but college really opens up so many doors. I've found myself a lot in college, and I've become a lot more confident in myself and experiencing all of these new atmospheres, all of these new places, and just really being thrown into a whole new world of independence and opportunity. I think it's a really awesome place to figure out what you want, not only career-wise, but also personally.
These were the high fives brought to you by
College Matters.
Alma Matters.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. For my newsletter, visit almamatters.substack.com. Now, I'm sure you want to hear the entire podcast with Haley. So without further ado, here is Haley Schramm.
So if you're ready, we can jump right in.
Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic. So let's start with your experience so far at CU Boulder. What's it been like?
It's been really awesome. I came to CU because I got a lot of financial aid and some scholarships, and I was already familiar with the school because I've grown up in Colorado, so I was around here a lot, so I knew a lot about the school already, and I thought that it would be a really good place for me to start my higher level education. And the community here is awesome. I'm super into climbing, and there's a huge climbing community here, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. And just overall super friendly community, great classes. I've loved it so far.
Fantastic. So did you look at any other colleges, or was CU Boulder pretty much it in terms of picking colleges?
Yeah, I looked at a few. It was kind of weird because I was applying to college during COVID. So yeah, there were a lot of changing rules and regulations and everything around applications. So I actually had Boulder as one of my safety schools. I really wanted to go to school in Oregon, but just the way everything worked out with the times and just my personal life and my goals, I just really thought that Boulder would have been a better fit for me.
Let's talk a little bit about your high school before we come to CU Boulder. What were you like in high school? What kind of things were you interested in? What were you looking for?
Yeah, in high school, I was definitely kind of a quiet kid. I was super interested in STEM, actually. I was part of this program called L2K. It was a STEM engineering type of program. And so we did a lot of research in there, setting up our own experiments. One of the experiments that I did, I think it was my sophomore year, I tested the best ways to grow lima beans and just altered the lighting, the water, different kinds of nutrients in the soil. That was one of the bigger ones that I remember, but lots of experiments, lots of research papers. So I was already kind of experienced with research all the way throughout high school. And then I was also in marching band, which was a really big part of my high school experience. And so I met a lot of friends through there, was very into music, applied to a bunch of honors ensembles, got into a couple of them. It was really sad when COVID happened, though, just because I wasn't really able to participate in band as much anymore. I lost a lot of that through the end of high school, but those were mainly my two big extracurriculars and just experiences in high school.
So tell us a little bit about the transition to college. I mean, to Boulder, what was it like coming from high school?
Yeah, I mean, obviously during COVID, things were really weird. Moving into the dorms, we weren't really allowed to hang out with a lot of people and mingle as much as you would think you would in college. And classes still had to wear masks, a lot of online classes. So I didn't really feel like I got a huge connection experience my freshman year, but I really enjoyed my classes, even though they were online. They were just, as freshman year is, just a lot of intro level classes, but it really helped me figure out what direction I kind of wanted to go with my undergraduate experience. And then second semester, I was able to make a lot more friends, get involved in different communities. And through studio, I was actually able to meet a lot of people and make a lot of really good connections.
You probably didn't meet a whole lot of people, at least face-to-face, I would imagine, in the first year. But what were your classmates like in general, and now that you know them a little better?
Yeah, everyone is really driven, actually, for what they want to do. I was kind of expecting it to be a lot of people who were just kind of here because you feel like you have to go to college. But it's really interesting to see how people can all come into like the same field of political science or psychology and have these really different niche experiences that they want to have for themselves. So like I personally, I really like clinical psychology, but A lot of my classmates are really into social psych or into developmental or behavioral psych, which I think is really awesome. And just the different experiences that people get out of the same information has really been really cool for me to see.
Now, what have the classes been like? How are the professors?
The professors have been awesome. I don't really think that I've had one that I haven't liked. Everyone in high school is always like, college is going to be so strict. You need to keep up with this and this and this. And obviously it gets to be a big workload sometimes, but mm-hmm. Professors are way more understanding than you would think they are coming into college. They'll really work with you as long as you're open to working with them and mm-hmm. open to just having different schedules, different experiences. But the professors are super passionate about what they teach about, which I really like. And it really makes it a lot easier to be involved and engaged in the subject that you're actually learning.
So let's talk a little bit about Studio Lab. I mean, it sounds like you had some good amount of research experience in high school. Why did you go to Studio Lab, or why did you join Studio Lab?
Yeah, so I found the email asking to apply for Studio Lab in my spam. I didn't even realize that it was an option, and it was kind of new the year that I applied. But I've always loved research. I'm super into hands-on experience, really getting involved with the subjects. So I thought that it was a really great opportunity, and especially coming in as a freshman, which is when I applied, was my first semester. Mm-hmm. I really thought that it would help me, especially during COVID, just get more involved with school and start my search for my niche and what I wanted to do within my field pretty early on in my undergraduate experience. So I thought that would really help me, especially early on, and then lead me to a path towards more specific research in the future.
So tell us a little bit about the Studio Lab experience.
Yeah, so you'll apply. The people who look at applications decide, obviously, whether you get in or you don't get in. And then there's also professors that have their own research studies, and they apply to be in Studio Lab. And then mm-hmm. The administration will match you based on your interests, your goals, with professors based on their interests, their goals, their project. And it helps you connect with professors that are really looking for someone to help. And haven't been able to find someone. And obviously you, especially me as a new student, not really knowing anybody, matching you with an advisor or professor who has experience in the field, who will guide you through your research and really be a mentor in the field and in your specific research.
Now, are there any, do they have any formal classes as well to sort of teach you the ABCs of research, or is that you directly?
There's a lot of workshops every couple of weeks. I think now it's starting to be every week, but they'll have workshops on how to research, what you should focus on, how to go about looking for articles. They'll have a bunch of those workshops every once in a while. And then you'll meet with your advisor at least once a week. And so in addition to those lectures and seminars, you'll get advice from your advisor, and then you're just always in constant contact with them too.
Now, how long does it last? How long did it last for you, the Studio Lab?
So my first year, it was all year. And then the professor who I was working with, something happened and he wasn't able to continue research into what would have been my third semester. Mm-hmm. So I got placed into a different project, and then that one also lasted a year. And so I'm not I'm not in studio anymore because they give preference to newer applicants.
Sure.
And so yeah, 2 years, 1 year each project.
So what do you think were the benefits of working in the studio lab or going through the studio lab?
I definitely was able to gain a lot of confidence within my research skills and my own personal academics. Coming into college, I was pretty shy, not super confident, definitely a pretty anxious person overall, but being able to talk to my mentor and connect with a bunch of my peers who are really interested in the same subjects or research in general, I was really able to open up and be a lot more confident in what I wanted and what I was doing, and just my idea of what was really going on in my research.
Talk to us a little bit, give us a little flavor for what you did.
Yeah, so my first year, I worked on a project about FDI inflows from FDI inflows into Africa and how that correlated with African countries' memberships in international organizations. So we collected a lot of data on, first of all, FDI inflows into Africa and the specific countries and specific regions. And then we compiled data of which countries were in certain international organizations during the time period. And we tried to find reasoning of if there was inflows of FDI based on this connection that the countries had to their international organization. And we were trying to see if this commitment to an international organization and the certainty of policy that comes with that, if that increases FDI inflows into countries in Africa.
And so were there any conclusions or do you have any outcomes?
Yeah, we found that the reliability of being in an international organization definitely helps increase FDI inflows. Our project wasn't finished by the time that I left the project. So I'm not 100% sure what work they've done on it since then. I know that they picked research back up again this fall. So it'll definitely be interesting to see what happens with that. But yeah, those findings that we found, I presented them at the Midwestern Political Science Association conference in Chicago my freshman year, which was super awesome. And I got to build a lot of connections with people in political science from all around the world. And I was able to find or present our findings for our research in a professional way, which was really awesome for me.
What did you do the next year? You said your professor or mentor moved on. So what was the next project that you did?
Yeah, my second year, it was, instead of being more focused on political science, it kind of shifted towards more sociology, which I definitely liked. As I've gone through college, I've found myself focusing a lot more on psychology than political science. So sociology was kind of a nice way to bridge the gap. But we were looking to build a threat assessment for targeted violence in schools, specifically CU Boulder. Safe to Tell, which is kind of a reporting mechanism that I think specifically in Colorado we use to anonymously report incidents of violence, bullying, pretty much anything concerning to trusted officials. We were working on making that into a lot stronger of a reporting mechanism and a lot more of a well-known reporting mechanism for these behaviors that are listed in our threat assessment and to help decrease targeted violence in schools. So I was compiling a lot of research from school shootings, targeted violence, just a lot of the, and a lot of other threat assessments, just the common findings they've found in the behaviors of people who commit acts of targeted violence, and what kind of warning signs we can look out for, and what kind of concerning behaviors are really prevalent in these cases, and what someone could report and hopefully stop these incidents of targeted violence occurring.
Well, now, are you still continuing with this research, or have you moved on to something else?
Yeah, I think I'm continuing it this fall. It's kind of been a slow startup, but I'm also looking to maybe join a political science, psychology research lab, so that I can get some more experience within psychology and really try to figure out what field I want to go into. Right now, I'm really thinking clinical psychology, so it would be really awesome if I could get connected to a study in clinical psychology. But I definitely am really interested in trying to narrow my focus and get some more experience in psychology before I apply to grad school.
So let me ask you this. It's quite intriguing to me that you mentioned that in high school, you are a STEM person, and you are now in, you know, social sciences and, I guess broadly social sciences and humanities. Now, where did you apply to college looking for those, looking for psychology and political science, or is that something that happened once you got to college? Just walk us through what happened, yeah.
Yeah, throughout probably my first 3 years of high school, I really thought that I wanted to do STEM. I didn't really know what. I just was always kind of more math inclined. And so I thought, okay, I guess I need to go into engineering or something. My parents always told me that I should go into engineering. So that was kind of my thought behind that. And then senior year, especially I guess the last half of junior year when COVID happened, I kind of had a realization that I didn't really enjoy that. It was just something that it came a little easier to me, but I didn't really have any want to really do that in the future. And during the time, during 2020, there was a lot of political unrest happening in the United States, and just learning about that and getting involved in a lot of that political stuff was super interesting to me, and I liked it way more than I liked anything in regard to STEM. So I was thinking about that, and then I thought that I wanted to maybe go into law with that, and then that totally changed. That's not really what I want to do anymore. And I took AP psychology my senior year, and I really liked that class, and I ended up getting a pretty good score on my AP test. So I just decided to add it as another major super last minute. I think it was maybe a week before class started. And I figured out through taking a lot of psychology classes that I definitely like that a lot more than I have liked political science. And so throughout college, I've kind of narrowed my focus down to clinical psychology or maybe political psychology if I can get into a graduate program with that, but there's not a ton of schools that offer it. So just trying to narrow my focus right now. But yeah, definitely big shift from STEM to a lot more of a liberal arts focus.
So let's talk a little bit about outside of the classes. I mean, what kind of, you mentioned you like climbing, and are you doing any of those types of activities, campus activities or off-class activities?
Yeah, I've met a lot of friends here who I go climbing with every once in a while. I just joined Psy-Chi, which is the, psychology honors fraternity here, and I became a general officer this year. So I've been becoming a lot more involved, especially within the psychology community, and building some connections and friendships. Just a lot of general friendship climbing, going to the gym. I've been weightlifting for probably 4 years, so I sometimes go to the gym with some of the friends that I've made here. But yeah, just a lot of cool new people that I've met around campus.
Now, what did you do during the summers after your freshman and sophomore year? Did you just do more research, or did you go off campus to do something?
I've just been mainly working. The research usually takes a break in the summer. So yeah. Both summers I've been nannying, and I've really enjoyed that, working with the kids. And that's also kind of pushed me a little bit towards developmental psychology too, just mm-hmm. because I found that I really like working with kids. So yeah, a lot of work, a lot of nannying, and climbing. Obviously it's a lot nicer in the summer than it is in the winter, a lot easier to climb. And I have also had a lot more freedom to hang out with my friends and spend some time with people that I've known since high school, who come home for the summer. So lots of work, lots of friends, and just a lot of random activities, especially with the mountains being so close.
How is research impacting your education at large?
Yeah, I got into research in high school just for applying for the program. I think it was just one of the bigger advanced programs at our high school. So I thought I might as well apply for it, and I really enjoyed it. So that's just kind of how I got into the research space. And so since college and doing my undergraduate research, I found that it's really helped me, as I said before, narrow my focus into what I really want to study, but also get super involved with the concepts that I'm learning about in a ton of classes. One super interesting thing with my FDI research was I studied abroad in Ireland fall semester of 2022. And so I took a class that was, it was an FDI centered class. We learned a lot about FDI. And so implementing my research that I had done the year before and connecting that with this new information that I was learning really helped me have real life examples of what we were learning about in class, and also just build a ton of connections between the information and my hands-on experience. And I've found that to be super useful and super helpful in learning in general. Also with the research, as I said before, I've been able to be a lot more confident in being sure that I know what I'm doing. And I've found a lot of methods to help myself study and compile information, and especially in writing research papers and research analyses in class, having those skills of actually working with a professor and building a paper and doing our own research, our own literature reviews, having that real world experience, and actually working on a project that's going to be published has helped me refine and revise the things that I'm doing for class and implement these projects in a meaningful way and be able to really engage with class concepts really nicely.
Yeah. And you know, you mentioned that you presented at a conference, which I think is quite amazing, because, you know, that's a pretty rare opportunity, frankly, for most undergrads. So, you know, to be able to do that, and it's a great skill to have, to be able to present and sort of explain.
Yeah, that was such an awesome experience.
Let's sort of seg to giving some advice to high schoolers. What would you tell them? I mean, about college, about research. Now, obviously, bearing in mind that not very many schools have the resources to do research in high school, but be that as it may, what kind of advice would you give?
Yeah, I think generally I would say obviously take school seriously in high school. It does matter if you're trying to get into college, but also don't miss out on experiences. I really think that experiences help you figure out exactly what you want to do, especially later in life. And I think that if I wasn't able to get a lot of the experiences, such as research and building a community within band, and having that big social network and having those experiences of going to competitions and having some really nice team bonding, I don't think that I would be where I am today in any way, confidence wise, skill, just my general skills of pretty much anything. And definitely, as I said, focus on your education, but college really opens up so many doors. Mm-hmm. I've found myself a lot in college, and I've become a lot more confident in myself and experiencing all of these new atmospheres, all of these new places, and just really being thrown into a whole new world of independence and opportunity. I think it's a really awesome place to figure out what you want, not only career-wise, but also personally. Try new things, even if you don't know what you want to do. Just I personally try to do as much as I can just to figure out what I really want to do. But it's definitely okay to not have everything figured out right now. I definitely don't have everything figured out. So I think that just try as many new things as you can and don't get too stuck into what exactly you think you might want to do at the moment.
So, Haley, we're going to start winding down. Before I let you go, maybe you could share some fond memory or anecdote or a vignette from your college experience so far that might be of interest to the listeners.
I think that probably my most fond college experience so far has been studying abroad in Ireland. And I was just able to experience so many new cultures with a ton of international students coming in and really getting engaged with Ireland and traveling all around Europe and just experiencing a lot of new cultures, a lot of new places. That was just some time that I'll definitely look back on for the rest of my life and really remember fondly for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, it's not very many students that take advantage of the study abroad either. So that's
it's really accessible too. It's they really, especially at Boulder, really help you out with it, which is really awesome.
No, that's great. It's great that you got to enjoy that or benefit from that. So Haley, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experiences, your stories, your thoughts. And I want to definitely keep in touch with you and talk more as you progress in your college journey. Right now, take care, be safe, and thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed our podcast with Haley Schramm on her undergraduate experiences at the University of Colorado Boulder. Haley's interest in research was born in high school, which she continued at CU Boulder. The Studio Lab gave her a great platform to get started with undergraduate research and explore her interests in a structured way as she navigated from political science to sociology. In addition, her study abroad experience in Ireland has certainly added a new dimension to her education in the form of learning about new cultures and places. I hope Haley's experience excites you to research the University of Colorado Boulder for your own undergraduate studies. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast today. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/alma matters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College matters.
Alma matters.